from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So today is National Compliment Day.
Oh.
I thought that this would be a great opportunity to celebrate National Compliment Day. Have David Maury come in.
Did you need me here?
Yeah, I would like that, please.
Thank
you. By the way, you look great today, Maury. I barely recognized you.
Thank you.
I do like your jacket. Your hoodie's real nice.
Thank you.
I love what you did to your hair today.
Thank you very much, Mocha.
Looking at you today, Roz, you
Hold
don't
on.
Look
so,
at... Okay.
What we're going to do is Maury and I, we don't often get to just sit and tell each other how we feel on an honest level and compliment each other on maybe some things that are overlooked. So that's why National Compliment Day is a fantastic opportunity.
Reasons like this that this day exists.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Why don't I go first?
Well, you feel free to go first.
Okay.
Maury.
Just looking at you, Roz, you look no more than 25 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
That's fantastic. Wow. I saw you the other day, Maury. You looked really thin. I thought for sure you were sick.
That is quite the compliment.
I'll take half of it.
Okay. Go ahead, Maury.
It's incredible how smart you are on every subject.
And I love how you will just wear anything. Like, I wish I was like you and didn't care.
I have other priorities. Okay. You're always a great person to talk to about anything. You're always willing to help anyone.
Yeah, see? Thank you very much, Maury. And for somebody with your body, you don't sweat nearly as much as I think you should.
It's kind of one-sided.
Oh my God.
You can make any article of clothing look so incredibly fashionable.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Maury. And I envy you sometimes.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of people that probably think that you're much younger than you actually are because you still get pimples.
Oh.
You're lucky. You're lucky is what I'm saying. You're lucky that you still
get pimples.
Yeah, you're lucky that you still get pimples because then people think that you're younger than you are.
These are some great compliments, guys.
You look so tanned and complexionary.
So tanned and what?
What?
Complexionary, like you have complexion.
Oh, I have complexion.
You just say guys got great complexion.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Maury. Thank you very much. And honestly, Maury, you should be happy that you're not one of those people who wants to lose a ton of weight. You don't want to be skinny anyway, trust me.
No, but I do. I do. Your voice is like an angel tickling each other.
Oh, my God. Thank you. My voice is like what?
Angels tickling each other.
Oh, my God, Maury. Thank you. And Maury, you're lucky. I know I've said I've envied you before, but you are lucky because being an only child probably got you very used to not having anyone to talk to.
Oh, guys. I'm really sorry.
How the hell is that a compliment?
Hold on, guys. We have to pause. I have to make a phone call real quick.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
Yes, my friend Maury. He got burned real bad.
All right, help is on the way.
That last one.
Your skin is not dry. It's so clearly smooth and moist.
Oh, thank you. There we go. National Compliment Day, everybody. Thank you very much, Maury. It's always nice to hear.
I wish I could say thanks back.
Oh. I wish you could spell thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hang on. Before we do anything else, Maury's got a science question.
Oh.
I was talking to myself yesterday about clouds.
Yeah.
What time?
Why is that important?
Because I'd like to know.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, I don't know exact time, but I do know this. There was no sun in the sky.
Oh, okay. All day.
Because I was thinking about fog and moisture and how possibly rain goes down and then back up again.
Yeah.
And I assumed that when you look at a cloud, I'm holding up a piece of paper.
Yes.
On one end is the sucker.
Okay.
And on the other end is the pusher.
Okay.
Where when the rain comes down via the pusher, on the other end is the sucker to suck it back up.
Okay.
And then push it back down from again.
Okay.
Because somehow it has to be sucked and then pushed.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
I mean, in general terms, the idea of sucking and pushing makes perfect sense. I don't know if every individual cloud
has a sucker and a pusher.
Wait,
does fog work, though?
Because I imagined in my head, like, if I was an artist, I would draw it.
Yeah. Okay, like, okay, so let me ask you this then. So if not every cloud is equipped with a sucker and a pusher, and say one cloud just sucks, does it then have to pass it sucked off to another cloud so it can then be pushed?
But why would some clouds have suckers and pushers and some clouds only have one or the other?
Well, I don't know. Nature's not perfect.
I guess smaller clouds would just have the sucker and then some smaller clouds.
Like, do they have to attach themselves to a cloud that has a pusher? Like a human centipede
of clouds? Like a human centipede? You know when you'd be at a basement party and somebody would take something like a playing card or whatever and you'd suck it against your mouth and then you had to turn to the person next to you?
Best game ever.
Not it.
We're not playing that game.
Why not?
We ain't got no cards.
We have paper.
We got paper.
Maury, what the...
Oh my God.
Come on, be the pusher.
Okay, so Maury's going to pass you. No, because you're both going to be the sucker, but Mocha's the only one who's also equipped to be the pusher. Okay, so you know how this works, right, Maury?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Maury, you're going to take that piece of paper, you're going to suck it onto your mouth. And then Mocha has to put his mouth on your mouth, basically, and
to represent clouds.
What's that?
This is science to represent clouds.
It is. It's 100% science. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I apologize in advance.
Okay, Maury.
Anything.
Maury, put that paper up on your face. Get it up on the fat tray. Okay.
Wait, okay, I have a question. Which way are you going to turn your head? To your left or to your right?
Oh, I always go to my right when I'm in front of a guy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay,
no
Maury.
Laughing.
Yeah, no laughing. Okay, suck and pass. Go.
Wait.
Okay, Mocha, get in there. Get in there.
I said no laughing.
Okay, yeah, try not to. Okay, go.
Okay, so the paper's in Maury's mouth right now, but Maury's clamping down on it hard, like a taco, and Mocha's got to get his face in there. Okay.
Okay,
one more time.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Okay. It's really, Mocha, your face is like right in there, bro.
It's so warm. Why is your mouth so warm?
Okay, last time. Okay, ready?
Okay, here we go. Get in there. Okay. Oh, hey, you did it!
And that's how you do that!
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So for the past 24 hours, I've been thinking of like what could top that? Like what are some other sort of light things that you guys could play suck and pass with the paper barrier in between you? What are some other things aside from paper or a playing card? And then the only thing I could think of.
Please don't say feather.
Would leave us in a position of where there would be nowhere else to go after this. There's no middle ground here. It starts with paper and it ends with this because there is nowhere to go after this.
Underwear?
No. Saran wrap.
Oh my God.
No!
Wait, but hold on. Can I ask a question?
No! Come on! Saran wrap!
So it's super thin and you can see through it.
I don't know about this one.
Okay, so what I brought in today is this is a full pack, brand new, of Glad cling wrap. Just so you know, it hasn't been tainted.
All right.
It's such a weird...
Oh, no. Let me see the box.
Ow.
Is that the super, super thin one? Dude!
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear you off a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hand this to Maury. And So
can we just talk about technique?
Yeah. So here's the thing.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking,
which is
I have to wrap it on my face.
Yeah.
I have to be sucking as Mocha is also sucking.
No more. Here's the thing. You can't cheat. What you when you feel Mocha, when you feel you suck, right? When it's on your face.
And then, suck.
No, yes. And then when you feel Mocha suck, you have to stop sucking. Otherwise, then you're just kissing. Okay? You have to let it go. You can't impede Mocha's progress in this.
But do my lips stay the same?
Yeah, your lips stay the same. So, Maury, if you wouldn't mind taking this.
Okay.
Come and grab this and then go over to Mocha.
No.
Just walk over with it. Walk over.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Dude, that's like a really thin sheet.
So I have to put it on
my mouth.
So
don't
you put it on
know,
your mouth and then
man.
And then suck in and then suck in. Maury. Okay, so now Maury is leaning back right now and he's got the saran wrap over his face. I think Dexter killed somebody this way one time.
Okay. Stop making me laugh, man.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay, so I'm sucking right now.
Yeah, so Maury has the saran wrap right over his face. Oh, it goes all the way up to his forehead, too. So there you go. Okay. Stop laughing.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and now Mocha, you got to go in and take that off Maury's mouth. Yeah, would you prefer Maury's eyes open or closed?
No, my eyes have to be closed.
No, they have to be closed.
Okay.
That'd be weird if it was open.
I think it might make it less weird if it's open. It's less sensual if they're open.
Keep
your eyes closed,
Maury. You have to close your eyes.
Oh, God. We're not negotiating. Okay, we got to get back on track here. Pay attention to what you're actually negotiating, Maury. Okay. This is a game, okay?
But
Mocha's going in right now. It's so difficult.
Oh, God!
Okay.
I don't know if I can do
this. Okay, but Mocha, you have to understand that with saran wrap over Maury's face, he actually can't breathe while he's waiting for you to take it off him, right?
Okay.
This is suck and pass. You know the game you used to play in a basement with a playing card where somebody would suck it against their mouth and then pass it to the person next to them? They're doing that, but only with saran wrap.
Okay, go.
He's going for it. Okay, Mocha's doing it. Oh, Maury just coughed all over Mocha's face.
I got Maury cough on me.
No.
Okay. We're going to do this. All right, ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, suck yourself up.
Okay.
Go for it. Get it. Get that.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
All
right. Jumping up and down right
here
now.
Here we go. Let's go.
All I smell is toothpaste.
Okay,
come
go.
Come on, let's
okay.
go. Here we
okay.
go. Ready?
Here we go.
One,
you got this.
Two, three.
Get it. Can I tell you what the funniest part is? I don't think this is going to happen, but I can tell you what the funniest part is.
What?
Is you knowing in your head that it's going to be much easier if you put your arm around Maury and bring him into you. But you don't want to do that. But you don't actually want to do that.
Is this happening or what?
Okay.
Last chance,
ready?
Everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so the saran wrap is on Maury's face right now. He's leaned back. His eyes are closed. His hands are up. Mocha has his arms on Maury's shoulders.
What's going on?
He's going in.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Oh, oh, he did it. He did it.
Oh, my God.
I opened my eyes at the last minute.
Okay, well, there we go. That's where the game ends.
All right. Never again.
Forever.
Never again.
No.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, real quick, let's talk about Air Transat for a sec, because you can get more with Air Transat. More than 60 destinations to choose from between down south, Europe, Canada, and the U.S.
And when you're doing that, choose Option Plus. This is where you get all them privileges, Mocha. Standard seat selection, priority check-in at a dedicated counter, which is always fantastic. Priority boarding, feel like a big shot, and priority baggage handling when you get to your destination.
And an additional piece of luggage, which is always a big deal to bring the comforts of your home with you on your trip.
What are you packing that you need to bring so much?
An extra jacket?
One swimsuit, man.
Maybe you need two.
One swimsuit. No, two. You're right. One for swimming, one for dinner. Remember, Options Plus is the way to go with Air Transat. All you got to do is learn more at airtransat.com.
So, Dim and Maury came in here this morning saying that he's finally going to be able to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
That record you've been chasing this for a long time, Maury.
Eventually, it will happen.
Okay.
Maury's in the past has tried to eat a brick of cheese. He's tried to jump rope.
straws in the mouth.
He tried to shove as many straws in his mouth as possible.
There was that one record of people who kicked their own butt over and over and over again.
I did very well with that.
No, you did not. You didn't even kick your butt one time.
That is true.
Or could not reach his butt.
Can't reach my butt.
And ropes, the skipping rope.
That's right. Oh, yeah, jump rope, too. That was another one.
So, Dan Amore today came in here saying, hey, guys, I found one where all you have to do is read.
Okay. Wow. And you think you're going to be successful at this?
And he thinks he'll be successful at this.
I am a voice actor.
That's true. That is true.
Can't
you are.
That.
Yeah, no, you are more.
Sean Shannon recited Hamlet's To Be or Not To Be.
Shakespeare!
260 words, by the way.
Okay.
In a time of 23.8 seconds.
Oh, my God. Do you have
read
that?
655 words a second. 655 words, it says here, per minute.
To enter your last question, there's no one like this. So, listening is an hour's of outrageous fortune, or take arms against a sea of troubles, my posing in them, to die, to sleep, no more, by sleep, to say, we in the heart of 1,000 natural shocks, the flesh, the dirt, the consummate, and doubly wished. To die, to sleep, receive, pretend to dream, others, the referee in that sleep, death, which you become, you have shifted off this mortal coma, as gives there's the spectrum, his calamity, in life. For this, in constant time, to press around the pyramids, continue the pangs, with slice, love, the loss, delay, the insults, and the spurns of patient merit, the days, we so much quest, mate, with the bug, broken. Root fires, better, grunts, we left, that are just signed death, the end of the covered country, with no turns, puzzles the will, makes their brothers, as we haven't found you enough. This consciousness, covers it on this land of youth, which is sequel, the pick a star, and prize a great pith moment, this guard, the current turn around, losing of action.
Can you pause for 1 second?
Can I ask a question? Can we just hear a little bit slowed down?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Do you have the ability to slow down so we can hear if he's actually reading words? I don't even think you can slow it down that much.
Because I think you should be able to understand what he's saying for it to qualify.
Yeah, but I don't think that you'd be able to do it as fast. Do you remember, and I might be dating myself here, but do you remember the Micro Machines guy from when we were kids? The guy who used to, everybody used to hire him to do their commercials. And he used to talk really fast.
He was a real fast talker?
Yeah, he was a real fast talker.
Like a pitch man.
No,
you can't do it. He reads too fast.
But how are the judges determining whether he actually did it or
not? I guess they slow it down. But anyway, so this is a record that you feel that you can beat more?
I'll try and
beat it more in a more articulate manner, I guess.
Because I feel it should be done in an articulate manner.
Okay.
Hold on, let me...
Get your stopwatch, Mocha. And again, what is this from Hamlet?
Yes. It's that famous one, To Be or Not To Be.
Okay. Are you a fan of Hamlet more?
I'm a fan of the line, To Be or Not To Be.
Are you a fan of Shakespeare?
No.
Do you get Shakespeare? I always find that some people have the Shakespeare gene, some people don't have the Shakespeare gene.
I don't have the Shakespeare.
You do not.
Only because I don't know what they're saying.
Okay. That does not bode well for you, I would say. But I'm with you on that, too.
Can I have a practice run?
No. Oh. I'm with you on that, too. I don't have the Shakespeare gene. I don't get it. I can read it over and over and over again, and I just get so lost.
Damn it, Maury.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler mind and suffer the thing, the arrow and outrageous... Yep.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1... Go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler to the mind to suffer the slings, that's the word. Okay. Slings and arrows.
Okay.
Of the outrageous fortune.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? In 3, 2, 1. Go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler to mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, to take the arms against the sea of troubles by opposite of them, to die the sleep no more, and so by the sleep of the sea at the end, the headache and the thousand of nature shocks, the flesh and the air, tis the commentary to devotionally to the wish to die the sleep, to sleep, to purchase the dream. Hey.
Stop.
Hey.
Hold on a second. You mean to tell me.
Right there. Hey.
You mean to tell
right
me.
There. Hey.
In Shakespeare, the Fonz makes an appearance.
Okay.
Right there.
He shows up and he's all like, hey.
I can't wait for people to see this video because Maury's flapping his arms around like he's a baby bird.
Okay.
Can I just pick it up where I left off?
No,
you have to start from the beginning.
From the top, baby bird.
Okay. Ready? Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether there's no little mind that suffered the slings and the arrows, outrageous fortune to take against the sea, troubles and no but opposite end, and to die, to sleep no more. By the end of the sleep, to say the end, the headache and the thousands of nature shocks, the flesh to air to do. Tis the commentary devotedly wishes to die, to sleep, purchase the dreams. Hey, there's a rub for the sleep to do.
Did you stop? Did you say, hey, the force to rub or the force of the rug?
Rub.
Oh, okay.
It says right there.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to try one more time?
One more time, more. Again, this is the guy that they read the entire to be or not to be speech in 23
allegedly.
Seconds.
Allegedly. You can't understand a word he's saying.
Well, he did it.
Allegedly. He's in the book.
He's in the book.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Last chance.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler to the mind to suffer the siblings and the arrows and outrageous fortune to take the arms against the sea, troubles by the opposite of them to die to sleep no more by the sleep to say the end, the headache, the thousands of natural shocks, the flesh to err. Tis the commentary devotes the wishes to die to sleep, purchase the dream. Hey, there's a rub.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So did you watch The Bachelor last night?
Girl!
So there was a girl, what's the girl's name who revealed her age on the show
Becca.
Last night? So Becca revealed her age, and Ari is how old?
36.
36, and he was really getting along with this girl, Becca.
And up until last night, there was no mention of her age.
Right.
Even
like
when
they don't
show,
even put it on the screen?
They don't
like
put it on the
really,
screen.
Huh?
All the other girls, when they show their name and their profession, they put it up on the screen how old they are.
Okay. And he's how old again?
He's 36.
36.
Wait, do you know how old I am?
No, I don't. How old are you?
I haven't been wanting to say, because I haven't been wanting you to, like, see me through the lens of my age.
Yeah, but I haven't yet, you know? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that that is the reaction she wanted from Ari when he said that.
Of course you love the 22-year-old. The 22-year-olds are full of life.
Yeah.
And they're fun, and they have very little baggage. And, of course, the 36-year-old guy is going to be into the 22-year-old girl.
Because he's been through that life already.
Yes, and she looks like she kisses real well, too, on the show.
Looks like?
Yeah.
Have you been watching the show?
Well, I mean, I haven't actually kissed her, so I can't say for sure, but I'm saying it looks like she kisses real well. And I sort of went this a little bit like this with Catherine as well, who I will spend the rest of my life with and love dearly. There's a 10-year age gap.
Oh, yeah.
And when I met... Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so what winds up happening is I'm watching this show and this girl's 22. But when I met Catherine, she was 20.
Oh, snap.
Right?
Oh, snap.
Like she had only been out of her teens for 8 months.
That's
7
it?
Months.
Oh no.
Wait, no. 3 months. Where's the applause okay. there? Okay. but what I'm saying is that but this wasn't as much of a struggle for me. Like it's really wild to watch people struggle
but
with
what if
with
Catherine
this.
Was 14 years like in this situation, 14 years younger.
I don't think it wouldn't have bothered me because that kind of thing doesn't really bother me. Like if you're just a lovely human and we fall in love and like I would have hangups if you acted differently or I would have hangups if you had interests that were specifically geared towards somebody who is, you know, in that age that just sort of didn't mesh with my interests, that would be a problem. But if we get along and have the same interests and the same goals and, you know, you're a compassionate, empathetic, you know, protective person who realizes that our relationship is going to be all about me. And if you're cool with that.
Man, here I thought for months you were like ramping up to say something really, really nice
about
your
girlfriend.
But
it shouldn't matter. But it doesn't matter. And it's never mattered. Catherine's age has never. The only time when it matters is when I mention a movie that was my favorite movie when I was a kid and she has no idea what it was.
Yeah, she's like, what is that, Grandpa?
What is that, Grandpa? Right? Like there's some pop culture differences.
Sure.
But this is, but 14. Years is it's a bit
like
of a,
can you like imagine
it's a bit of a thing
when Becca wants to celebrate her dirty 30 with her girls
yeah
right
yeah.
I wants to just like live it up
sure
you know old ass Ari's gonna be 56 years old 46 years old
46 years old
46 years old
yeah so what go have fun with your friends man. Do it up. Go do your thing. Live your life. You don't have, just because there's a 10-year age gap between us doesn't mean that you have to then act 40. As long as you know that I'm not going to act 30 or 20.
Based
or
on his reaction though.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave her the rose last night, you know?
Yeah.
But she's
It's cuz she kisses like
He's
crazy.
Not getting down on one knee being like
No, I know.
Will you marry me?
I know, but sometimes, like when you, you know, when you're Frenching with somebody.
Continue.
You know, like a lot of that stuff sort of disappears. A lot of your hangups disappear until you're not Frenching with that person anymore. And then that's when reality sets in.
Nikki is on hold. What's up?
I was just calling because I was listening to the 14-year age gap conversation of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor. But I was just interested. I'm like, don't know what to say right now because I can't believe I got through. But my fiance and I are 14 years apart.
Oh, yeah?
Is he younger?
Yeah. No, he's 14 years older. So it's actually a very similar situation that's happening.
How old are you?
I'm 24 and he's 38.
Oh, okay. 38. And how old were you guys when you met?
I was 18.
And you, so hold on here. So you started dating him. You were 18. He was how old?
I guess. He would have been 32.
32, 18 and 32. That's hard to explain to people, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, we've been together for 6.5 years now, and we're getting married in July, so.
So where did you as an 18-year-old meet a 32-year-old?
It's a long story, but.
We got time.
We actually met in high school. Funny enough.
Oh, no. Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here. There's very few ways an 18-year-old can meet a 32-year-old in high school unless the 32-year-old is some sort of teacher.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Are you for real?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just ask one more question, Mocha? One more question. You say the story you tell is that you were 18 and he was 32, but how old were you when you actually met him?
I was 16, but we didn't start dating until I graduated.
Is that but you wanted to date?
Yeah, but he was pretty good about it.
Okay, hold on a second here.
Wait, what do you mean pretty good at?
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Okay,
I mean, he was professional. You knew that. Obviously, we needed to be respectful.
But did you guys have any conversations between the time that you were 16 and 18 that there was an attraction, but it was just no go zone?
Only the month before. I was about to finish school. It was kind of more a realization I was going away to school. So it was like, am I ever going to see you again kind of thing? And then that was kind of how it started.
But obviously you had feelings for him before you were 18.
Oh, yeah, right off the bat. It was me initiating everything.
So, okay. So you initiated.
I thought I was a schoolgirl crush, and then it escalated from there.
Yeah. So when you waited, was there any sort of fallout for him professionally or no?
No, because we were obviously waited, and I mean, it's been 6 years at this point.
Yeah,
so.
But as soon as a young girl graduates high school and she immediately starts a relationship with a teacher, I'm going to think that relationship had been going on before she finished high school.
That's what most people thought, but we didn't really tell people for about 2 years or so.
What about your parents? What about your family?
My parents knew right away.
Yeah, and they had met him before from parent-teacher night, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
kind of thing. My parents were actually really supportive about it. They knew that I was, madly in love with him, and my dad's perspective was kind of I could support it and just go with it, or I can tell you no, and you're going to do it anyway, so... He was kind of might as well support you in it.
Do you still call him Mr. every now and then to be kinky? No,
you don't do that. Come on, man.
No, I don't. It's phased out a couple years ago.
Oh man, that is just a wild story. But you guys are in love, right?
I don't know.
You got married or you're getting married?
We're getting married in July, so we got engaged about a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Any plans on inviting any former teachers? Any of his old colleagues to the wedding? No?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not in the plan.
Right. Did you bring him to graduation as your date or no?
No.
Because that would be weird.
Yes, that would be very weird.
Hey, Nikki, thanks very much for calling into the Ron Zamoka Show.
No problem. I can't believe I got through that.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, listen, you have our number. Call us anytime.
Okay, will do.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Go Transit has written an etiquette book, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it's pretty serious, on how you should and should not be acting while you're in transit with other commuters. And they want you to buy the book. It's $5.
$5?
So they talk about like man spreading and putting your feet up on the seat and eating stinky missing food. I don't know, man. I don't know anything about transit.
Yeah, but we need this.
All I know is they're wrong.
Though.
No, you don't. This turns people against each other. It's you have to understand when it's transit, Maury, that everybody's just in this together, okay? And so you do your best. You do your best to, you don't go out of your way to make somebody's life difficult. Like, you don't go out of your way to make somebody's life difficult. But on transit, you fight for your space.
No, but it's 5 o'clock. You're on your way home. You go onto the TTC or the GO Transit, and there's inevitably always somebody sitting there with their foot up and their bag next to them. And I'm standing there holding the pole.
Be
wondering
assertive.
Why they're not moving their bag.
Be an assertive
why
human
should I have
being.
To ask you to move your bag? You should be, if no. you're on your way home from work,
no.
somebody is paying it's, you to
listen,
be smart.
Man,
you're obviously not smart enough to move your bag.
Rough, this is a rough world, man. You got to fight for your space. And also, if you're in the middle of just a hellish day and you got to eat a sandwich, eat a sandwich. I want to eat a sandwich.
I have to breathe in your smell.
Yes. Why are you so precious?
Garlic, onion, meat.
Stop it. Don't be so precious, for God's sake.
Hey, man, that sounds like a delicious sandwich.
Thank you.
I want a sandwich. Hello?
Hi. I just wanted to call to say that I totally agree with Roz about GO Transit. I am actually on my commute to work right now in my car. Maury is completely wrong on this one.
Yeah. Like, well, on most things, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha. What do you want
to
say?
I just have to come to Maury's defense, and I have to say to Roz that you are wrong, and you are the one that needs to grow up, and it is your
I
type
need to
of
grow
mentality.
Up.
You need to grow up, because it's you and your type of people who think they can do whatever they want, eat whatever they want in places that they shouldn't, and think it's okay.
But what is not okay about it? But what's not okay about it?
First of all, you're not supposed to eat on transit, period.
What do you mean
you're
talking about? Oh, shut up. What are you talking about not supposed to eat? If I'm starving, I'm working 15 hours a day. I got two kids. I got a boss that hates me. I'm running in between everything else. And you're going to
steal my heart.
Oh, you know what? You are so...
Everyone works.
Oh, why?
Everyone works.
You know what?
No. You need to grow up and apologize more.
Stop it. Why are you so judgy? What happened to you? What are you missing in your life
listen,
that you have to get satisfied?
I listen
sad,
to
the
you
only
every
way,
morning, and I hear you every morning. And
the
you're
only
just
way you get
something.
Satisfaction is by pointing out other people's flaws. It's such a sad life. Sad life you have.
Listen, Caillou's dad. Stop. You need to grow up.
I think the reason why Janet called in was for the sole purpose of getting in there to call you Caillou's dad.
Yeah. You probably don't even believe anything you're saying.
No,
you just wanted to roast me.
Good job, Janet.
You
I
know what?
Stop
no,
it.
You are wrong, though. And people are rude and they're mean and they shouldn't be.
Can I tell you, we've talked to a lot of, I'm going to be straight up with you. Truthy. We talked to a lot of people this morning, Janet. I'm going to say that you are the rudest and meanest person we talked to today.
And I'm okay with that.
Yes, see, there you go. It's not me. It's not me.
Janet, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me run something by you here, Mocha. So I think that this is just like an IKEA commercial, and it's just like IKEA doing IKEA things, right? They're really clever, and they do great marketing, all that other stuff. But... They're trying to like sort of introduce something, some made up thing called the Swedish sleeping method.
Okay.
Basically, what is happening is that IKEA is just trying to sell comforters. So they're trying to make this thing called the Swedish sleeping method, where people have separate comforters in the bed. Separate blankets, same bed, separate blankets.
You get yours, I get mine.
You get yours, I get mine, and they say that that's the key to the good night's sleep is separate blankets.
That sounds like a very like bunched up.
I don't know
because
okay so being a commercial everything else aside let's just get to this
okay
because we know old people figured out years ago that the key to sleeping the key to a successful marriage was separate beds where old people would have twin beds in one room right and then for some reason
like Bert and Ernie.
And then for some reason we started sleeping with our spouses and partners and then that started to ruin everything
okay
right. Because of the fight. Let's say there is a negotiation. Catherine likes to throw one leg out of the blanket, and when she does it, she pulls all the blankets off me.
Okay.
Okay, so I am sort of behind the idea of separate blankets. Not so much the separate beds, but I'm sort of behind the idea of separate blankets.
But I'm trying to figure out, so one giant blanket for you and one giant blanket for me.
Well, it doesn't have to be giant. Like, what's giant? You're this big. You're the size of a Coke can. How big of a blanket do you need?
Who, me?
Yeah. Okay. But you know what I'm saying, though?
Can I shock you?
Yes.
Matthew and I do this.
You have separate blankets.
I'm not allowed to touch his red blanket. Of course he can't touch my gray blanket. Of course. He has the red blanket.
But we're not talking about being allowed to do things.
But his only covers him. Mine only covers me.
But I don't truly believe that Matthew implemented this system for the betterment of your relationship. I think he does it because he might think you're gross.
But what he says is because I steal the blankets.
Right, right, right. That's another huge problem is the blanket thief in bed, right? So separate blankets may be a benefit. I mean, if you want to get, you know, everything else, you get business to do in there. You can both duck under one. And then when it's time to go to sleep.
Not under the red one.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm going to read something to you, Roz.
Yeah, please.
And then I'm going to play a piece of audio that goes along with what I'm going to read to you.
Okay.
A Taco Bell burned down last week in Alabama.
Oh, no.
And some people organized a candlelit vigil for it as a joke.
Oh.
Then 100 people showed up. They held the vigil, in the parking lot of the Arby's next door to where the Taco Bell was. And then afterwards, a bunch of those people went to Arby's to eat.
Okay, hold on a second here. They held a candlelight vigil for a burned down Taco Bell at an Arby's?
Yes. So then the local news showed up to ask a few of the mourners how they felt.
Oh, no.
Always remember Taco Bell Zelda Road. We're just out here. You remember it. I mean, I think it was the best Taco Bell in Montgomery.
I can't eat here.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. Hurts my feelings.
Okay. Did the news people know that they were being trolled?
I don't know. They had to have known, right?
They did, right, Maury? They knew.
In the newscaster threw to it with a whole bunch of taco puns.
Oh,
like, we don't want to taco about it.
Always remember Taco Bell Zelda Road. We're just out here. You remember it. I mean, I think it was the best Taco Bell in Montgomery.
I can't eat here.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. Hurts my feelings.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
When it's somebody's birthday, Roz.
Yeah.
Do you generally wait until you see that person, if you are seeing that person that day, to say happy birthday, or do you shoot them a text in the morning, in the afternoon, kind of like when you remember?
First of all, I don't remember anybody's birthday. It's never a thing in my life. Sure. I never wake up and say, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. I'm always reminded of it by somebody else.
I had to remind you of when it was your brother's.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did anyway.
Yeah. There's a huge difference in that.
The reason why I ask is because this happened in D.C. This grandmother sent her grandson a text at 7 in the morning to like totally diss him for not wishing her a happy birthday that early in the morning.
Yeah.
And she texted him, happy birthday to myself. Hadn't heard from my grandson. Thanks. And that was at 7:03 a.m.
Yeah.
So then the grandson tweeted out a screen grab and he posted, my grandma ain't give nobody time to wake up and brush their teeth this morning. And then after, this is probably the biggest shade ever. So he calls grandma later in the day to wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And grandma pretends that she doesn't know who he is.
Oh, God. I went through this when Catherine and I were very, very, very first starting out. Like it was on a very casual but wild level.
Yeah.
It was her birthday and I forgot I hadn't messaged her. It was bad. We all had Blackberries at that point. So the idea of this constant communication thing was still relatively new. Like even with a Blackberry, you would wait until lunch and call somebody sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, and so I wrote her at 2:30, 4, probably at 5 o'clock.
Oh, no. Wait, right? Were you guys living together at the time?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I barely knew her.
Okay.
But
jeez, don't get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad at you, bro. But I wrote her saying happy birthday way late in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then I was accused of forgetting her birthday. Oh, and sad. To me, that's not forgetting someone's birthday.
This was at what? Like 4 or 5 o'clock?
Like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Had you talked on the phone prior to you sending that text?
Yeah,
that
a couple BBM? Times.
Oh, yeah, I'd be mad too.
Seriously?
And you didn't mention happy birthday. You didn't say it all.
No. No, but like a couple times, but it was just like a, hey, how's it going kind of thing. And then I remember.
Yeah, I don't know. How's it going? It's my friggin' birthday.
Yeah, but I remembered later on in the day. But I did, like, I forgot for a portion of the day, but I didn't forget your birthday. I still said happy birthday.
I know.
At 5. So, okay, so let me ask you this. What's the sure. limit then? Give me a time of day that I you've think, officially, that you it's officially okay. too late.
If there's no communication whatsoever,
yes.
I think in that case,
yeah.
I think you screwed up because you talked to that girl like maybe twice in the day.
Yeah, but it was,
you
just, it was just a good morning.
After that first communique,
yeah.
all ships
right.
are sailed.
No, but I'm not, okay, but I'm saying this. I may have forgot, okay, for a portion of the day, but then I remembered. When I remember and it is still the birthday, I no longer forgot your birthday. I remembered.
Yeah, but everyone
that's
else
my
has
argument.
Already wished her happy birthday at that point, so yours is moot.
It's not moot.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's not moot. It that's, was still that, the birthday.
I know, but it's hard to defend when you talk to her twice.
I know.
Twice.
Right?
That's,
I know.
I'm surprised she didn't break up with you.
How did you make up for that?
Come on, Maury, look at me.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Rihanna's now renting out the home that she owns in West Hollywood.
Oh, like renting it to other people.
Yeah.
I always find that weird when
a celebrity
yeah,
just puts it up on the market to rent out.
You actually see that quite frequently.
Yeah. Maybe because they're just like not in any one place for a long period of time.
But would you not like suspect just the worst from people?
Oh, for sure. Especially if you know that a celebrity, somebody like Rihanna, is the owner of this home.
Yeah, like, I
don't renting
know.
It out for $16,500 a month.
And it's $16,000 a month?
Yeah, and it's 2,886 square feet.
That's not that big.
No, 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and a guest house.
Where is it?
West Hollywood.
West Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
For 16? A small piece of property, I think.
Yeah, but I guess, okay, so hold on here. When you break it down, I guess these short-term rentals that you... But still, that's an excessive amount of money. Jesus, $16,000
a month. Isn't that a lot? That's a lot, man.
That's a lot. What is that per day, Maury?
Oh, damn.
Let's say...
16 and a half.
Let's say you want to rent it in...
next month.
Next
in
month.
In Feb. 28 days.
Oh, that's tough. Every month that's has tough. A day, 28 days. February is 31.
February is
28, man.
28.
I just said.
Oh. Okay, so what is that per day? How would you figure that out?
16,000 divided by 28.
Okay.
Okay, so
which is this is a tough question here, man. Wow. 16,000 divided by 28.
Okay, so real quick, just so I can say, because nobody can see this happening, but Maury literally just rolled up his sleeves. Pushed his sleeves up.
Like I've written the equation.
Okay, uh-huh. So how did you write the equation?
16,000.
16,000. Yeah, 16,000.
The actual divided sign.
Okay.
And then 28.
Okay, that's a good start.
Okay, so get to work.
Okay.
How do you do that?
Wow, exactly. So how many times does...
So basically, it's how many times does 28 go into 16,000? That's what division is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's or, oh my God, I
you
can
have,
use these.
Yeah, you can use your Skittles. From earlier this morning. Maury has a...
But I would need 16,000 Skittles.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay, hold on, 16,000. Okay, I want to do this.
We want you to do this.
Yeah.
28. I'm going to... Okay, so 16,000.
Why did you have to say the 28? Why can't you make it a round, nice round number?
Okay, like, fine.
No, but that won't make a difference.
What?
That won't make a difference.
Well, it's much easier for you to say count 30 than it is 16, 28.
6 and 6 is 12.
Oh, my God. Are you doing this one at a time?
Oh, no.
And then 16 is
6,
7, 8.
So, again, Rihanna's renting her house in Hollywood for how much?
$16,500.
$160.
$160.
Yeah.
A day?
Yeah.
So how many, so what would that be? So what's 160 then times 28?
16,000.
No, it's not.
I just want to be honest with you right now. I totally guess.
Don't. Yeah, you, yeah. No, Maury. No.
You're new me.
I just want to be honest with you right now. You're new me. To be honest with you right now.
Does anyone know the answer?
Like, as in, do I, like, do we know it, or does anybody actually had to know how to solve this problem?
No, like, do you?
Yeah.
Want to tell me?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
If music gives you goosebumps, they say that your brain might be special. Do you get goosebumps, Mocha, from songs, or are you not one of those people?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Song.
Because I really do. Like even songs that I don't like, a part will hit that'll give me goosebumps.
There's a difference between goosebumps and tears.
Yes.
Yeah, one is goosebumps, the other one are tears.
But do, like, you know, do you what mean, I mean?
Yeah.
Is like, there a difference?
One's goosebumps, the other one are tears.
Are you trying to find out if they're connected, like, according to the study, it's one. It's...
Maybe your mind confuses the two.
So they examined students, and what they discovered was that the people who managed to make an emotional and physical connection and attachment to music actually have different brain structures than those people who don't. So your brain works differently if you are the type of person who gets goosebumps while you listen to music. So I asked Maury to put together a list of songs that give him goosebumps.
Oh no. Are they all Mariah Carey?
No, there's actually no Mariah Carey, which I was quite shocked with as well.
And you're supposed to be like her top lamb.
Yeah. No, but I love Mariah Carey, but it doesn't give me goosies or tears.
Okay, so Mocha, let's go song number one, please.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Let me see your arm. I need to inspect you.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
No, you don't. There's no goosebumps.
The song just started.
Well, wait, what point?
Angels.
Okay, pause for 1 second. Explain. Why does this song give you goosebumps?
It just reminds me of the only time I ever slow danced with a girl.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, at overnight camp, Camp Northland.
Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah, right, under the bridge.
So did you dance for the whole song?
Yeah, but like, you know, kid slow dancing where there's like your hands are on hips and there's a space between you. You're kind of rocking back and forth.
Trust not me, all kids slow dancing.
What I've seen on World Star lately, kids do not dance like that anymore. Not like that anymore.
So no goosebumps yet. But that's the first time you slow dance with a girl. That's the only time you slow dance with. That's the only time you ever slow dance with a girl.
I don't remember her name.
Do you want to slow dance with a girl? We could probably hook that up.
Well, no. I'm
no?
Good.
Girls feel nice. I mean, boys feel nice, too. I'm sure they
do. They scare me.
What scares you about that?
I don't know. It's just all women remind me of, like, a mother figure.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much to unpack with that statement.
Yeah,
okay, let's go. Gonna... Let's go number three.
Number three.
Number three, please.
We're gonna bypass number two altogether. Yeah. Okay.
Put on my blue suede shoes.
This song gives you goosebumps.
Okay, what song is this? Walking in Memphis,
Mark Cohen.
Okay, I'm looking at Maury's arm right here.
Very hairy, by the way.
But patchy hairy though, which is quite odd.
Is that because he picks at his arm so much? He probably, like, picks away the hair?
You're quite moly, too, huh, bro? Who has a lot? You got a lot of arm moles.
Those are freckles.
Same thing.
No, I think there's a difference between freckles and moles.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think freckles are, like, I don't want to say.
What?
I thought they were, like, cancer spots.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So, no goosebumps for that one. Jeez, I don't even know where to go. Song number four.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident.
Man, what is this?
The Crash Test Dummies. And the song's called
Okay, so
why does this song give you goosebumps?
Because it reminds me of doing laundry with my dad on Sundays at the laundromat.
Oh. Wow. I used to always think this guy's voice was fake.
Because there ain't nobody going to sing like this in real life.
Right? Doesn't it sound weird? I don't know the song, man.
Do you know the other one? Do you know the Superman one that they did?
Superman never made any money, just saving the world from Solomon Grundy.
How many L's did you put in Solomon right there, Mark?
That gave me goosebumps.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, no, just one more.
Okay,
no,
let's
no,
go.
One
let's
one
go.
One
okay,
one
let's
one
go. One. Number two here.
Number two.
Yeah.
So these are songs that
give Maury goosebumps because not all people get goosebumps when they listen to music. Apparently.
I may not always love you.
Okay. What the hell is this?
What is that?
The Beach Boys and God Only Knows.
Oh.
Did you find out the original recording?
Like their demo version.
Like. Sounds like this recorded like off a tape, off a tape, off a tape.
Sorry, bro. This song sucks. This song gives you goosebumps.
Oh, sure.
Why?
It does.
Why? Why does this song give you goosebumps?
It reminds me of Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
The what Beach is... Boys remind you of
and it
Christmas.
Reminds me. Well, now it reminds me of my wedding because I quoted this in my vows.
You quoted it?
Yeah.
What part did you quote?
God only knows what I could do without you.
Oh. Did Matthew think you made that up?
No, because we worked on our vows together.
Oh.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I get my girlfriend back tonight.
What do you
mean? She's been in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing what? Hanging out with her boyfriend?
Working. Oh. Shut your... What's the matter with you? Why would you even say that?
Just kidding.
Oh, funny. Maury?
I knew that would make Maury laugh. That's the only reason why I said that. I knew it would make Maury laugh.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious to say that. He's dancing in there. It's so funny. It's the funniest thing you ever heard. Today's what? Today's also belly laugh day. Is that not what it is, Maury?
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
You got your belly laugh in today. Today's belly laugh day. This day offers the perfect excuse to have a good chuckle at anything at all. And I'm going to add at anyone's expense.
Yeah, yours.
Yeah. Thanks.
So is it to make your belly jiggle as you laugh?
No, I think a belly laugh is more where the laugh originates from, I would say.
Oh, so it's not like...
Can I just say, were you just grabbing
your nipples is
not? No, I'm just lifting my shirt.
Just pause for 1 second. Can I just... So, Maury, you just lifted up your shirt and I don't even know what
laugh
that was.
Jiggle.
It wasn't a laugh, but then you jiggled your belly like the kid from the Goonies.
The truffle shuffle.
Yeah. Also, Goonies never say die. But I will say this. Nobody asked for that, though.
You did when you said it was belly laugh.
No, I said, but the thing with the belly laugh, the way I understand a belly laugh is that's where the laugh originates. It's such a ruckus laugh.
Then that's a gut laugh.
That it comes just from inside you.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like a good belly laugh.
That's a hearty laugh.
See, that's not what I got out of that at all.
So what do you think a belly laugh is?
I thought belly laugh is something is so funny that it makes your belly like jiggle.
Shake
like a bowl full of jelly.
But what about the rest of us who don't shake?
Then you're lucky.
Okay. So sit in the chair.
Why did you lift up your shirt just now?
So the Roz could see it jiggle.
Maury, I see it jiggle all the time, whether you're laughing. It's like
when you walk, when you breathe, when you blink.
Okay, I'm trying not to blink.
Again. Have a good chuckle at anything at all or at anyone's expense. So we're all having a good belly. Try the belly laugh. Try where it originates from.
Oh, so don't lift my shirt?
Don't lift your shirt, please.
Okay. So say something funny.
Oh, jeez. Just laugh. Just do your job. No. See, that's a high. That's up high.
Oh.
No, I would even go like deeper. That's like a mid-range laugh. Like that was from your chest almost.
Okay.
Like
so.
Do a belly laugh, like a proper belly. You know what you sound like? You know what you sound like?
Yeah.
You sound like one of those animatronic dolls in the House of Horrors in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, that sounds so disgusting, dude.
Oh
no. Oh no. It's happening. What the hell?
One more time.
You sound like an old guy dying, like legit taking his last few breaths of life.
Okay, Maury, when you hold your chest like that, it really worries me.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, last time.
Ew, that sounds so gross.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When it comes to texting, who put this together? It's actually quite an interesting list.
Teenagers.
Probably. Same thing. BuzzFeed.
Millennials. Like me.
What are the rudest things you can do when you text? And I'll put this into some context for you.
Ah, no pun intended.
Oh, look at that. Some context.
Well done. Lori,
thank you, brother. Thank you. So different ways and different places and different opportunities that you may choose to text, whether it's in format or location, that may come off as rude.
Like at a birthday dinner.
Yes, something like that. Or I'll give you number 10 on the list, which is texting in long paragraphs, not breaking it up, but just writing one giant long paragraph.
Oh, I hate when it's
People
broken up.
People find that to be rude.
I don't mind that.
You don't?
No.
I hate that.
I don't mind that at all.
It drives me nuts.
Really? Yeah, you would rather have just like couple lines send, couple lines
no,
send.
No. No, in one text, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
But just don't write it all in one big long paragraph. Like actually format it like a proper human being who's
like
been to grade 10 English
okay,
would.
Gotcha.
Like,
yes.
Just like you would in an email.
Right. Okay.
Just because it's in an informal sort of quick way of communicating doesn't mean that you should apply savagery to it.
Right.
Right. Like one big long thing.
You do this.
I do what?
Is put spaces.
Of course. Spaces. Yes. I write like a proper person. So it makes it easy for you to read.
It does.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 9 is using a lot of emojis.
I like that though. It's cute.
What are you talking about?
Look at you guys. But you had a lot to say before. You had so much to say about paragraphs.
I love emojis, man. I love emojis more than anything.
Texting while you walk, they also say, is very rude.
But what are you supposed? What else are you supposed to do?
No, like if you're walking with another person, or if you're walking. No.
If you're walking, it's rude. It's rude to other people who are also walking on that sidewalk.
Yeah, but it
you're
makes the trip
You're not paying attention.
Faster.
You're walking slower. You're holding people up.
Not if you're good at it.
Ruining my day.
Here's what I'll say about walking and texting.
Yes.
If I realize that I'm like slowing down or I really need to concentrate on this text, I will pull off to the side. I will stand and out of everybody's way, continue with my text, hit send, and then go.
Right.
And here's what I'll say about that. I am really good at fast walking, texting, and seeing what's around me.
No, you're not.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
I walk down the sidewalk all the time and I can see when someone's coming around me so I can dodge them.
Okay. But it is just rude. I find it rude. Just like with me, because I just got my driver's license.
Yes.
I'll tell you what's freeing.
For the first time, by the way.
What's absolutely freeing is that when I get into a car, when I leave, if I'm at stoplights, stop signs, whatever else, I don't look at my phone until I get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
And so many times people have said, hey, why didn't you get back to me? And my response was, I was in the car. And they look at me like, yeah, but you can still check your phone.
Right.
But I don't. And I find it so freeing.
Yeah, but what if your drive is longer than 10 minutes?
I've been in the car for 2 hours and not checked it.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Furious. Every single day when I'm in the car, I always, always, always see people still using their phones, either texting or blatantly holding the phone up to their ear, talking, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Or the thing that pisses me off, and I will lay on the horn, if I am behind you at a light and that light turns green, and if you don't hit that gas right away, because I see that your head is pointing down because you're on your damn phone, I will lay on the horn, get beside you, and give you that look.
Yeah,
that's what makes me a hypocrite, because I love honking at those people too.
Texting while you walk, intentionally waiting to respond to a text. I love that.
I do that all the time.
Sending a one-word response, just replying to a text with a lowercase K.
I do that with Maury all the time.
Texting while you're out for dinner with other people. Texting during a movie or at the theater.
Oh, that's Maury right there.
And the number one most annoying thing or rude thing you can do is texting while on a date. 94% of people
unless
say
the date's going horribly bad.
Straight up rude.
Says the married guy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Morgan Freeman last night won, I guess, the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the SAG Awards.
Morgan Freeman.
And yes, a couple things he did. One, he called out the awards for having a gender-specific statue. So the trophy is an actor, and it's the sort of faceless actor holding the happy face in one hand and the sad face in the other hand. But the statue is clearly male, I guess. And so Morgan Freeman had a problem with that. He also had a problem with somebody doing something during his acceptance speech. We don't know whether the person just wasn't paying attention or they were talking or whatever, because they didn't actually show the person on camera. Yeah. But Morgan Freeman stopped his acceptance speech for the Lifetime Achievement to call out the person.
These moments in your life, hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, well, you just stand out for me. That's all. These moments in one's life.
I have a question.
Yeah.
With the amount of information that's available, the amount of cameras that are in that room, how is it that we've gone this long after the SAG Awards and not find out who Morgan Freeman was talking to?
Well, because I think it's very difficult when you're sort of there to find out who he's talking to. Because unless, like, if you're in the control room, unless there's a camera on the person he's talking to,
yeah,
you can't see who he's talking to. So you then have to try and find out.
Well, the only people would be the people at that person's table.
Right. But even still, eye lines and everything else. And then,
like, imagine if it was somebody like Sterling K. Brown.
And then you have the decision to make as to whether you actually show that, because then that makes a story even larger that he
or
called.
If it was Better Call Saul, or maybe if you just yippee-yapping.
Right, you know what I mean? You don't know, but like, how terrible would that be to interrupt Morgan
terrible.
Freeman?
I was trying to do my speech, and the person was talking in the front row. Okay. I didn't like that.
Well, I don't know who that is, but that does not sound like Morgan Freeman, no, because I am the real Morgan Freeman, standing here with my SAG Award.
That's fine, but I am the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Morgan Freeman, who wore a ball cap on stage during the awards.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's. I will ask both of you, Morgan Freeman's. Why the bald cap on stage last night while accepting your award?
I didn't have time to do my hair.
I just felt that it looked good with my suit.
Okay.
Oh, the spotlights really hurt my retinas.
You guys, but Maury's, your Morgan Freeman has been, I would say, gone downhill a little bit more. You're sounding more like yourself than you do Morgan Freeman.
I don't know who you're talking to. This is Morgan Freeman.
Okay, so excuse me for a second.
You know what?
Yeah.
You really do sound like Maury Sherman instead of Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Morgan Sherman.
Yeah, damn it, Morgan.
okay. Damn it, Morgan Sherman.
What is that in front of you right there? Does it matter?
It's,
what did you print out? Did you print something to read?
Yes, but for later.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need to do that now.
Okay.
So how can we definitively say now, can you play the Morgan Freeman clip back? Because I need you both to cuss somebody out as Morgan Freeman.
Sure.
These moments in your life, hey.
Hey.
I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay. Well, you just stand out for me. That's all.
Okay. So
these
Maury,
moments.
Maury, please go ahead. Cuss somebody out as Morgan Freeman.
There are moments. Hey, I'm talking to you. You're just going to stand out. That's fine. There are moments like, stop talking.
Jim and Morgan.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Elton John gathered the world's press in New York,
really,
to announce his retirement from touring.
Yeah.
So here, play the clip of Elton John, and he brought out Anderson Cooper as well, who just sat there and didn't do much. Yeah,
the announcement is that I am not going to be touring anymore, apart from the last tour, which is going to start in September of this year, and it'll be a global tour, and it's the last time that I will be touring and traveling the world, because my life has changed. The priorities in my life have changed. My priorities now are my children and my husband and my family.
Oh, man. I could dig that.
I don't buy it for a second.
What? No? Why?
Well, okay. So Elton John's been touring his whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. And so first of all, this last tour that he's doing is 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So what this sounds like to me, Elton John is 7 years old and has a 5 and 7 year old at home. Elton John doesn't want to be at home.
No, but he
But it got to the point. It got to the point of where David Furnish was like, bruh, you got to be home. You got to pack this in. You're 70. You get a 5 and 7 year old. And Elton John's like, oh, God. And he's like, you got to stop this, man. Promise me you're going to stop this. And Elton John's like, okay, cool. But how about this? How about I stop it? But I do like one just like last
my
tour.
Farewell
and,
tour.
And David was like, yeah, okay. And then Elton John was like, book me every single city in the world. Make this as long as you possibly can. Yeah.
And multiple dates
and
in
multiple
each city.
Dates in each city. Okay. Who at 70 years old says my priorities have changed at 70? And so I want to spend more time with my kids and my husband, and then books a 3-year tour. 3 years.
See when you're 13, kids.
Yes. 3 years.
He says that, you know, they laid out the school schedule and he's like, I can't miss any of this.
But yeah, I'll get to that in 3.5 years when I come off the road. Yeah. Well, let's start talking about the schedule then. I don't buy this for a second. I don't buy. I was like, oh man, I know exactly what you're doing.
I didn't know that this last tour is going to last 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah,
he's 2021.
He's doing 300 shows.
See, but why would he announce now that he's going to retire? Like, wait till the last, let's say the last year of your tour, because it's a long ass retirement. Then.
Well, no, because then you could, if you get people on the entire tour, you can charge a premium for tickets. If it's the,
well,
if it's
they're
the
calling
last tour.
It the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. So they put the word farewell in it.
Yes. Mm, yeah. Set. Come on though. Like I understand. He didn't want to get off the road. He wanted to die on the road. He does 90. He does 90 shows
man,
a year.
Still time.
Dude, he just finished his residency. Yeah, his 3-year residency.
He doesn't
in Vegas.
Want to get off the road. I know exactly what this is. This was a deal that David Furnish made with him because he's just never home. Like a 5 and a 7. Yeah.
As it listen, may, we're no, buying the VIP package today when it goes on sale.
At I'm 42. I have an 8-year-old. It's exhausting. I could not even for a second imagine being 70.
With a 5-year-old? Yeah, is your youngest?
With a 5 and a 7-year-old, even with a full staff. So yeah, so I get it. I get it. You promised me you'd stop touring. Okay, I promise this will be the last one.
Yeah.
Three years later.
Here
we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm trying to think of...
last time you were happy?
No, not the last time I was happy. The last time Justin Timberlake played the Super Bowl, of course, was...
Oh, with Janet.
2004 with Janet Jackson when he did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
And I had no idea who else was on that show. Because you just completely...
Who else was on that show?
You just completely forget because everything was...
It wasn't just Janet and JT?
No.
Who else was there? In 2004?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me there were other people performing other than Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Who?
Diddy.
No.
Yeah.
Diddy.
Yeah. Kid Rock.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're trolling.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. I completely forgot.
Hold on a second. Somebody like Diddy.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Puffy, A.K.A. Puff Daddy, A.K.A. Sean Combs, A.K.A. Brother Love, yes. A.K.A. Love.
Yes.
Somebody like him, who's got the ego that he does.
Yeah.
You would think would be reminding everybody that he performed the Super Bowl halftime show in 04.
Yeah. No, I know. I saw an interview
How
with him the other night.
How did we all forget about that?
Well, because it's very easy to forget about because the entire story became Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Dude, I'm floored right now.
Yeah. And so I guess what happened was Joey Fatone... because everybody's thinking two things. One, that at the Super Bowl halftime show, that either there's going to be an NSYNC reunion.
Oh, that'd be so badass.
Right?
Yeah, I'm down.
And
I'm down.
I'll be honest with you. That's what Justin Timberlake needs right now. Justin Timberlake's not pulling this off on his own anymore. He's really not. He needs to shake things up. He needs to do something. He needs to dip back, throw some nostalgia out there, and do the right thing. Because the
new stuff's... Pretty trash. I know somebody who listened to the album, though, who heard the album.
Yeah.
And, I mean, multiple factors could be caught up in
sure.
the hype of
yeah, absolutely.
Being at this event where they were playing the entire album.
Yeah.
So you think it all sounds great. But he said that the album does sound great. Sounds different from what you've heard on the radio with the first two singles that he's released. He's working a lot. I think, like he said, half the album was done by Timbaland. The other half was done by Pharrell.
Right.
So he's kind of got... those two guys in his corner, but even those producers, their style and their sound of production have changed over the years.
100%. But even the video was just so off the mark that it wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
The
the supplies video. It was just so off the mark.
So you think NSYNC?
No,
that'd
but
be
so,
so amazing.
I know. And then other people are saying that Janet Jackson should show up as well. But so this, you have a clip of Joey Fatone over there, I guess, talking about whether there'll be an NSYNC reunion at the Super Bowl.
I'm here right now. If I was doing something, I'd be at rehearsals right now. Right. So obviously, here's your proof.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that. He's doing his thing.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, man. So they're not doing a reunion?
No, and he didn't even tease. You know, sometimes when they're like, I don't know, you're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wait and see. But no, so Joey Fatone is like,
man.
Look at me, man. I'm like, I got a sub just now. Yeah. Like, you think that... You think I'd be having a 12-inch meatball right now if I had to do the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, bro?
You think I'm going to pay for extra cheese on this thing
like,
if I was performing a Super Bowl in 2 weeks?
Like, look at me, man. I have a pimple on my forehead. I would be at the dermatologist right now not getting a foot-long meatball.
I haven't shaved in 7 years.
Okay, it's really hurtful that you would catch me at this moment of weakness to even ask me about this. Yeah, so that's Joey Fatone talking how NSYNC will not be at the Super Bowl.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
If I asked you when you thought you officially become an adult, at what age, what would you say? Because we know that you can serve in the military and you can vote and you can do all that other stuff at 18. But at what age do you actually become an adult?
I think 16.
16. Okay.
Well, now when you have your bar mitzvah, they say that you become an adult at 13.
At 13.
That's what they actually say.
The only reason
why
I say 16 is because your driver's license.
Jesus. Yeah, but we all know that kids at 16 really shouldn't be driving.
Okay, fine. I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to say 18.
Okay. So
when can you legally drink out here
again? 19.
19. Okay, yeah. So that's when then. I changed my answer again. 19.
Really? Yeah.
I'm going to say 19.
Okay. Well, a new study out of Australia found that our brains and bodies don't actually get all the way out of adolescence and into adulthood until we're 24.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See, I once read a study that said that you reach your peak of maturity and your brain will not develop anymore after like 12.
So hold on a second here.
Wait a second.
Stop. What do you mean by your brain will not develop anymore?
Like once you're 12, that's how you will always be.
Like what you know at 12 is what you're going to have
to
know?
Like how you act at 12?
How you act at 12?
Get out of here.
You've reached your maturity level at 12.
Okay, so
which study is this?
Okay.
Harvard or something.
Okay, so hold on here. So you go through life right now with the belief that a study out of Harvard University that you read that said the maturity level at 12 is where you peak?
That's where you peak.
So you will get no more mature after 12.
You can learn more, but how you act, your ways?
Your ways? Explain that to me.
I guess how you are around people or, how you are at home.
What, that's immature? Like a 12-year-old?
Okay, hold on. No. But, okay, so from your recollection...
I've met some mature 12-year-olds.
Wow. I don't want to know. I'm not going to even follow up with a question.
Okay, so...
I don't want to be a part of that.
From your recollection, take us through this Harvard University study that said that you peak maturity-wise.
Your brain is developed fully.
Yes.
At 12.
Okay, but what about the way you act?
I mean, obviously, you can adapt or change by the people around you.
Okay.
But deep down...
You're still a 12-year-old.
You're still a 12-year-old.
So, okay. So, it doesn't matter. So, for our rest of our lives...
12.
We're 12?
Man.
Don't knock the study, yo.
Okay. So, anyway, they say that our brains and our bodies don't actually get all the way out of adolescence, meaning you have puberty, you have adolescence, you have everything else. By the end of that, it is definitely not 18. Meaning I didn't even have, like, let's just even talk about the physical manifestations of becoming an adult. I didn't have hair on my chest at 18.
You didn't?
No, not a lot, but I do now.
Like a couple of specs?
I had a couple long ones around one of my nipples, which was weird because it was only one of my nipples. Yeah. So I was very self-conscious about it.
I had no hair until I was at 19
I was very self-conscious about it. I only had one. It looked like...
Did you go to a doctor?
No. What, like, an Actin? What am I going to do? I'm going to go to a doctor.
In a small town
and say...
By the time you left that doctor's office,
please.
Everybody in Actin would know.
Yeah, exactly.
They call you one hair Ross.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Podcast exclusive time.
So this is Ask Roz and Mocha, where you guys often go to Instagram usually works the best for stuff like this. And get the chance to ask us any question, and we'll answer it on the podcast just for you guys. Mocha, I want to start with your answer to this one here. This comes from Potter16.
Okay.
Mocha.
Yes.
Would you rather... oh, man. What? Well, because oftentimes I think that these people just want to know stuff about us. Like, they want to know about your life or about, you know, the show or whatever else. But sometimes they don't. So Potter16 asks,
yeah,
would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or have fingers as long as your legs?
Oh, man, that's scary.
Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
I'm going to say fingers as long as my legs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't want to have legs as long as my fingers, and I'm just like torso and head and arms.
Okay, let me break this down for you here.
Sure.
Let's make a list of all the things that you would not be able to do that you normally enjoy with legs as long as fingers. You couldn't run, you couldn't walk.
You couldn't drive, you couldn't hold things.
That's not necessarily that you can't drive, because people who are paraplegic can drive. You have a special car where the controls are on the wheel.
Sure.
Okay,
fine. So I could not grab a coffee cup out of the cupboard
with legs as long as fingers. Now let's make a list of all the things that you would not be able to do if you had fingers as long as legs. There's a lot of stuff you would not be able to do. There's more things in life that you would not be able to do if you had fingers as long as legs.
Sorry. Yes. Correct.
Couldn't use a phone. Be very difficult.
Couldn't text.
Trying to read a magazine, you'd have to, like, it would be so far away from your face.
I know. How are you going to hold your iPad?
How are you going to use an ATM? Like, you're so far away at the ATM. So I would have to say, if given the choice, I would rather have legs as long as fingers rather than fingers as long as legs.
Regardless, we'd both look so weird.
I know.
Where to next? Let's see.
Oh, here, this is a good one.
Okay.
Mocha, are you and your wife going to try for another baby soon?
Not soon, but we have talked about it.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was from McHuseman, I guess it would be.
Yes, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to let Cruz grow a little bit more just so we can have that time to spend with him, because he's only 9 months now.
Yeah. Do you have a time frame in mind, like what the perfect sort of age difference is?
Maybe when he's like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have another one when he's 2. And then that's it.
Now, I know that when people start thinking of siblings and having, you know, multiple kids, you think that they're going to be buddies and they're going to play all the time, everything else. But does a thought ever cross your mind? Like, what if they just hate each other?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Because you didn't like your sisters.
No, not at all.
You know
what I
mean?
Because there's such a big age difference. Like, there's, I think, 7 years between myself and my second sister. Second in the family, Laura. Yeah. So, yeah, of course, because I was the only one.
But parents never think about that when they think about having another kid.
There's 30 years between me and my brothers.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's 30 true. Years.
And we're like the best of friends. So we text all the time.
So when you turned, is it 30 or is it more than 30?
For Kyle, it's 30 years.
And what about
Daniel?
Yeah.
It's like 27
27 years, yeah. So did you have to sort of play like the part of like a
no,
parent
for the longest time?
No.
They didn't believe that I was their brother and that we shared the same dad. They were like, no.
Yeah. Really?
There's no way.
That's kind of crazy. Maury's dad had kids 30 years apart, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
Do you blame him?
Do I blame him? No, why would I blame him?
I mean, he had me. He's probably like, never again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would take me to get 30 years to come to terms with that as well, whether I wanted to do that.
Here's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Puck Heroes wants to know, what did you think of The Last Jedi?
Oh, don't. I can't even. I'll direct you to my review on YouTube that you can find.
Yeah. Well, we can say Roz and I did not like The Last Jedi. I know Damon Moore loved it.
Fantastic. One of the best Star Wars ever made.
If a genie appeared and granted you 3 wishes, what would it be without asking for money? That is MRMARQUES on Instagram.
Maury's eyes just lit up because I know you've thought about this in the past.
I have, but then you said the whole no money thing.
Yeah, no money, Maury. No money.
Okay.
You can't ask for money.
Okay.
Okay. What are your three? And you can't ask for more wishes either.
No, obviously. I mean, yeah, of course.
Okay, you get 3 wishes.
Okay,
that
one.
I could eat whatever I want and not gain weight.
Okay.
Okay. Number 2.
Okay.
Number 2 is that I will never age.
Never age. You don't want to get old.
No, I want to be like, what's his name? Benjamin Buttons.
You want to reverse age?
Oh, no, no. I just want to stay
the way
it is.
That would mean in about 20 years, Matthew would be with a 15-year-old. Sorry.
Weird.
20 years. In 20 years. Yeah, he'd be with a 20-year-old in 20 years, right?
Okay, yeah.
And third wish?
And third wish would be, oh, God, because it's usually the money thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question for you. If you had a wish and you chose not to age, mm-hmm. right now you're married to Matthew, who would continue to age.
Yes.
At what age would you dump Matthew because he's too old for you?
60.
Okay.
Wow, that answer was quick.
Like, if we're both 60, that's one thing. But yeah. I don't want to be this awesome hot guy that
continue. Right, but you would still be 60. You would have lived 60 years. You just won't look like you're 60.
That's what I'm saying. I can go and get somebody else.
Oh, whoa. God. The truth coming out on this podcast. Oh, you still haven't given us wish number three.
Yeah, wish number three, Maury.
Then Matthew never listens to the podcast.
All right. So keep it locked to our Instagram.
One more.
At Kiss925. And you can ask your question to the Roz and Mocha Show, and we will answer it exclusively on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.